smooth out the ripples of the day with All That Jazz from 10 to 11 p.m. Sunday to Thursday on Easy FM.
Back to the Dewdrop.
2021年 ,GoGo Penguin 的第一任鼓手 Rob Turner 宣布离队，第二任鼓手 John Scott 加入。在加入 GoGo Penguin 之前， John 曾经去看过他们的现场。
Before you join this band, do you listen to them?
Yeah. Well, I like I saw a couple of shows. I went to, we crossed paths on the road a bit. So like a few festivals would be playing on the same bill. I'd be out with a different band. So I'd watch the set. I went to see them at Union Chapel in London once. And yeah, it wasn't like one of the main things I was listening to, but I definitely was aware of the music. I think when Nick called me to join, and then I had to really do a bit of a deep dive and properly listen to the music to figure out if I thought I could bring something to it. And I think that's when I kind of engaged with it a bit more deeply and got into these ideas. Like Chris was talking about the layered concept, that really came across to me then. So I was, I listened to the music, but I wasn't like a fan.
当乐队的贝斯手 Nick 打电话给 John 邀请他加入 GoGo Penguin 的时候，他仔细聆听了 GoGo Penguin 乐队所有的专辑，认真思考他的加入可以给乐队带来哪些新鲜的东西。我们现在听到的就是在2022年新任鼓手 John Scott 加入乐队后首次参与录制的 EP Between Two Waves 当中的第一首作品 Back Deep。 贝斯手 Nick 回忆说，当时他在花园里边接到他们的经纪人的电话，给他推荐了一位新的鼓手 John Scott。他们两个人很久以前就认识了。
Yeah, so me and John had played some gigs a long time ago. Generally I'm a little bit fussy about drummers. So I remember, John had done some more recent playing with Matthew Halsall. And we have the same manager. So our manager suggested John to me. I remember being in my garden actually at home.For some reason, that always sticks in my mind. And he's like, what about John Scott? You know, he phoned me up and said, I know the perfect guy. He's like, John Scott. And I was like, I do like John, but I don't know if he likes this kind of music or plays this kind of music, but I did like his playing. I remember from all those years ago, and that was important because some other drummers might have been suggested and it's just like, no, for whatever reason. But he was like, oh no, John could work, but I just didn't know if he liked this kind of music. Anyway, it turns out he does, and he can play this kind of music, so it worked really well. So, I remember it was a very, very strange time for me because my mother was, sadly, you know, she had cancer and she passed away. And so I remember phoning you on the way, driving over to see my mum to take care of her until the end. And I thought, I better just phone John.Just see what he thinks before I kind of don't think about music because there's too many terrible things happen in life. And so I pulled over in the car and we had a chat and stuff. And
I had no idea all of that was going on. I just got this call from Nick. His number came up, but we hadn't spoken for years.
I was surprised you had my number in your phone because I phoned him. He's going to be like, hello, who's this? And he was like, Nick. And I was like, wow, I don't think we've talked for like 10 years. Well, no, we had. We'd seen each other, but we hadn't played for a
month.
Nick 当时正经历他人生当中最艰难的时刻，他的母亲患了癌症。他在开车去照顾母亲的路上打电话给 John， 没想到他们两个人一拍即合。在经历了疫情， Nick 的母亲患癌症去世，鼓手宣布离队， Chris 的儿子又刚刚降生，这一切突来的变化给乐队带来挑战的同时，每一个人都希望有新的改变。
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, as we said, things were getting a little bit rough around the time that we did Go Go Penguin, the self-titled album. Things were difficult. So, you know, we had...time through the pandemic that forced us to just be at home for a while. You know, we couldn't go out and travel and perform, and then being able to come back and have this fresh start again of, you know, getting to know somebody new, but getting to know them, you know, as a friend, but then as a musician, and all of that coming together and being able to revisit the music and just revisit music in general. You know, I did use that time, you know, everyone used it in their own way, but for me, I wasusing it as a bit of a break from music in some ways when I was staying at home. My son had only been born a few months before the lockdown happened in the UK. So it was nice to have family time and think a bit differently about things in life. And then when we came to play together, it felt really exciting. It felt really new and felt really fun. And it was nice to then get busy. You know, we got thrown really into it. And I think that helped because it gave it some momentum and some direction. We weren't just, you know, taking too long over things. It was like, right, let's just get going. And
it was really like, let's make an EP now.
Yeah, yeah.
We actually recorded the EP before we'd done any touring.
Yeah. Well, I think the idea of going into the studio was just, let's see what happens. And it was a bit of like, because at that point we didn't know whether we were going to have...one track, two tracks, five tracks, 10 tracks, we had no idea. And in the end, it was really nice to do that EP because it felt very much like an experiment, and it was fun, and there were a lot of different things going on in there, but there was also no real pressure. It was kind of, I mean, we say that, I guess there was, you know, from the fans were going to be thinking, oh, here we go, you know, something new finally from Go Go Penguin, everything's been quiet and there's a new drummer, and you know, it's like, yeah, but we didn't feel the pressure. You know, it was very much likeWe can just have fun. We can go into this studio, beautiful studio as well, incredible place, real world. And
I've been there.
Yeah.
Beautiful. 在新鼓手 John Scott 加入乐队之后，他们三个人立刻投入创作，在著名的 Peter Gabriel 的美丽的录音棚 Real World Studio 录制完成了一张由五首全新的作品组成的 EP Between Two Waves。标志着乐队再一次获得新生。我们现在听到的是 EP 当中的一首 Ascent 上升。
So that EP, those five tracks, they were the first that we wrote together and that we recorded together with John.
Yeah.
So John, you from this EP, you pick one.
I'm going to pick Wave Decay. Yeah, I love that track. We are playing that tonight. I mean, it had that Chris's piano idea was the first thing I heard, and immediately just felt like there was a space in this, and it felt different from the other things, but connected. And the guys really didn't put any pressure on me to sound in a particular way. We just felt our way through it, and I remember listening back to the mix of it. And getting goosebumps and being like, I think this is a really nice piece of music. And for me, all of that EP, from my side, there's a kind of naivety to it because it was before I started properly learning the old music to tour with. So it was really just the interaction between the three of us without the history of the band, at least from my side. And then obviously after that, I spent a lot more time really engaging with Rob's parts on the old tunes, and I think that fed more into the album afterwards. But I did like that sort of beautiful naive moment.
这是 GoGo Penguin 的新任鼓手 John Scott 在2022年加入乐队之后参与录制的第一张 EP Between Two Waves 当中的一首他个人最喜爱的作品 Wave Decay。 2023年 GoGo Penguin 终于推出了他们的第七张录音室专辑，有着一个温暖而又积极向上的名字 Everything is going to be okay。
Well, I think, you know, I mean, we talked earlier about how the titles sometimes are quite abstract and they don't have too much of a meaning. But with this, I mean, you know, there was, as Nick was briefly saying before, you know, there were some very difficult things, you know, personally in our lives, but the music was a really positive thing. The music and the space that we could make music in and the people that we were making music together with, all of that was very, very beautiful, meaningful and...gave us a lot of hope and a lot of support and a lot of kind of structure in life when it was all very chaotic and things were, and that wasn't just for us, you know, we recognized that when we're trying to make this music, it's for everybody, it's for anyone who can listen to it, who wants to listen to it. And, you know, that was a universal thing that we recognize, you know, people always go through difficult times. And the last few years have been difficult for a lot of reasons, you know, and I think it was important that we're honest about that and reflected on that. And obviously when we write music, we have to draw on our own experience. And I think that's the best way we can make music is to use what happens to us as an inspiration for that. But then always with a what's the right way of putting it? Always looking outside as well. You know, so looking inwards and thinking about what we feel and what we want to do, but being aware of what's going on with other people and being aware of, you know, how things are affecting other people in the world. And so I think with this, it was really that message of trying to be hopeful and trying to be positive and trying to be bright and warm and connect with people and talk to people and say something. And Nick came up with the title. I mean, when he said it, you know, I remember at the first it was just a working title. We kept it as an idea in the background thinking, you know, it's kind of cool, maybe it'll work. And the more we sat with it, the more we kept coming back to it. It's like, it's really good. It's a really good title. It means something, it says something, and it connects with people.
Working on the music, we normally send a demo to our manager and to the he sends it on to the label and say it's all working stuff, and a lot of them have silly titles or they're not very, you know, we know we're going to change it, but Everything's Going to Be Okay was something that I took from just a sticker that was on my bass amp that I see every day when we're in the studio. And so I was like, we had an idea that started with the bass. Chris put an amazing piano part to it, and it's like, what are we going to call it? And I just looked at the sticker and called it Everything's Going to Be Okay. But then it took on more of a meaning. There was a lot of really heavy personal stuff, and COVID had happened. And so when we sent the tracks through as a demo to the label, they were like, we really like that title. And it's like, oh, well, yeah, I wasn't sure if we're going to keep it, but then it just seemed to fit with everything that happened, because it's a very sort of strange personal time for me, but it's not just me, you know, everyone, and COVID and everything, so it seemed to fit.